It says in the book of Job that the life of man is a warfare upon the earth. Now, a soldier in battle needs several things if he is going to survive the battle and the war. First of all, he needs to have courage. If he is afraid, he will turn his back and run and will be killed from behind. But a soldier is confident if he has good weapons to fight with, and also if he has trust in his fellow soldiers that are all there fighting together with him and protecting him in the battlefield. Now, we as the church militants need to fight courageously against the devil and our own fallen nature. And we have to have courage also that we will succeed. And in order to have courage, we have to have hope in Our Lady, who is the mother of holy hope. And in fact, she always protects her children. So if we have devotion to Our Lady, we will continue on the path of eternal salvation. And in order for us to receive Our Lady's protection, we have to be devoted to her, and that includes being clothed in her sacred garment, the brown scapular. We celebrated the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel and the brown scapular just a few days ago. And I want to talk about this important garment today, which all of us need to be wearing. We are saved by the virtue of hope, according to St. Paul. And this promise shows us how important it is for us to have this great virtue if we want to save our souls. And the reason why St. Paul makes such a strong statement about hope is clear if we think about how this virtue affects us as children of God. Our hope should be the anchor that keeps us safe in the midst of all the temptations and persecutions that we can suffer. And it gives us the reason for why we practice our faith, along with all the difficulties in this world that our faith entails. Hope gives us light and strength and perseverance. It is necessary for everything that we do, even in this world, if we are going to succeed in anything. As I said, it is necessary for a soldier on a battlefield to have hope of victory. But most of all, we have to be filled with hope as children of God, so that that hope will fill us with courage. And what will give us this virtue of hope? Hope reminds us of the powerful weapons that our faith gives us to help us save our souls. And it promises us that if we use them as well as we can, that we will certainly save our souls. And also we have to remember God's promise that we will save our souls if we do everything in our power and we pray and avoid sin. And God promises us his constant protection if we do these things well. We have to think about what God has told us. In the Psalms, God says to us, he says, "Because the just man has confided in me, I will deliver him and glorify him greatly." And in another beautiful passage in the Psalms, this is again the Holy Ghost, says, "Look around you and see if there is anyone on earth who put his trust in God and was deceived or abandoned." So this is how the Holy Ghost and King David as the human author encouraged the chosen people. And he went on to say, "I have hoped in thee, O Lord, I will never be confounded." So this virtue is so powerful that we have to practice it strongly if we want to be saved. Now there is no better way to have hope than to place our hope in Our Lady. The church calls her the mother of holy hope. And when our Lord was dying on the cross, he entrusted all of us to her as her dear children. And he gave her the power and the privilege to help us in our salvation and to ask him for whatever she would see that we need. And Our Lady loves to fulfill this important duty. So we have to have confidence in her because she is the pledge of our hope. We should have more confidence in Our Lady than in any other friends or benefactors that we have. And we should go to her with all of our problems and necessities. Generally, we have confidence that someone will help us if he is our friend and he has the ability to help us. So for this reason, we should have tremendous confidence in Our Lady based on the great power that she has with her Divine Son. Our Lord wants to do everything that Our Lady asks from Him. And our Lord has all power in heaven and on earth. He allows His Mother to ask Him to use His power for whatever she wants. And what Our Lady wants, more than anything, is to help us to save our souls. In fact, our Lord performs His very first miracle at Cana because Our Lady asked Him to do so. So we can only assume that whatever she asks Him now in heaven, He will grant that to her as well. Another important point to remember is that Our Lady is the mediatrix of all graces. She is the one who distributes all the graces of God to mankind. Our Lord earned all the merits and all the graces that we can ever receive, and it is Our Lady that distributes them to us. It's like the father of a family earns the money for the home and the family, and the mother distributes the money and uses it for the sake of the family. So it's something a little bit similar in the order of grace to what we see in nature. In addition to all of this, Our Lady is the Queen of Angels and the Queen of all Saints. She can ask any one of the angels or saints to help us at any time, and they will only be too happy to obey. Another thing that sometimes inspires us to have confidence in someone that we are going to ask for help from is if they know that we really need their help. And they want to help us because they are our friend. So if this is the case, this should give us tremendous confidence in Our Lady too. She knows our needs as well. She loves us very much. She is filled with mercy and goodness. And she loves us more than any earthly mother ever could. Because she sees very clearly the great value of our souls, that our Lord shed His precious blood in order to save. So if our Lord has given her such a kind and merciful heart, then shouldn't she help all of us get to heaven? And also she promised our Lord as He was dying on the cross that she would be our mother and that she would do everything in her power to bring souls to heaven, especially the souls that go to her for protection and ask for her help, that she would give shelter and safety to all of us when we are attacked by temptation or sin. And last of all, we are usually very confident in the help of others when we know that the person that we want to ask has actually helped many other people as well. If that person has a reputation of being kind and merciful and helpful to others, then we will be more inclined to ask them to help us. So does Our Lady have this reputation? Well, of course she does. All we have to do is to look at the many shrines that are dedicated to Our Lady, where so many pilgrims come and pray to her, so many of which have miraculous cures that take place in front of these beautiful images of her. That shows us how much she wants to help us, even in our material needs, in our bodily health. But only when God sees that that is beneficial for our souls, because our soul is even more important than our body. And as it says in the Memorare, in the great and beautiful prayer of St. Bernard, he says in this prayer that we are filled with confidence in Our Lady because no one ever heard that anyone who ever came to her for help or for her protection was ever abandoned. And everyone who is devoted to Our Lady has experienced this as well. Everyone who has confidence in her love and power and who goes to her with confidence will receive her protection. She loves to help us, especially because she knows that her Son wants us to go to her for her protection too, especially in our spiritual needs and everything that is we need for our souls. The Church addresses Our Lady as the Mother of Mercy and the Refuge of Sinners, and so many other beautiful, similar titles in her litany. And every time we say the Hail Mary, we say, "Pray for us, sinners." Now, we have to be sure, though, that we are honoring Our Lady in the right way, and that we are wearing her scapular for the right reason and with the right intention. Of course, the devil will use anything holy that he can corrupt in order to deceive people with it if he can. And the devil has false versions of devotion to Our Lady that he uses to destroy human beings if they are deceived. So if someone willingly stays in the state of mortal sin, but he claims that if only he has trust in Our Lady and he says some prayers in her honor every day, that he is going to be saved, this is very dangerous and it is completely wrong. And we have to be careful against falling into this trap with regard to the scapular. Yes, Our Lady says that anyone who dies wearing this garment will not suffer eternal fire, but many people think that even if they live in a state of habitual mortal sin, as long as they continue wearing the scapular, that they will save their souls. But this is completely wrong. This is even superstitious. Because how could we expect Our Lady to protect people who want to be wicked and even encourage them to lead lives of sin by promising that they will go to heaven anyway in spite of living a wicked life? If Our Lady were ever to do such a thing, she would not be the refuge of sinners, but she would even be helping them to sin and encouraging wickedness. And people who commit this type of presumption will be punished very severely by God. And there are many stories of people who lived like this, who died when they were not wearing their scapular. They were changing their clothes, or they were swimming, or something like that. And they died without having it on and likely were lost forever. There are even cases of people who committed suicide while wearing the scapular, and then when their body was searched after they died, their scapular was not there. It was miraculously taken away before they died as punishment for their presumption and for their attempt to use it to help them sin. So if we want to enjoy the protection of Our Lady and the promise of the scapular to protect us from damnation, then we have to wear it as something to remind us of Our Lady. We have to see it as a constant encouragement to live up to our dignity as children of Mary and to imitate her and pursue her virtues and follow her example and live the way that she wants us to live. When we do that and we treat our scapular in that manner, then yes, it will be a protection for us, for our souls, and it will strengthen our confidence and devotion to Our Lady as the Mother of Holy Hope of our eternal salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.